Have you noticed how we've arrived at a certain point of intellectual arrogance when it's merely a reflection of intellectual ignorance? How many conversations have you had recently where you're offering a different perspective or a different insight or a different angle on something, and the person you're talking to says, "Well, I already knew that," or "Why are you just coming to light with that?" Or, "Everybody knows that." And it's a type of conversation where you wonder, if they knew that, then where is the reflection of this particular topic or item in their life? If there is a knowing about whether it be finances, savings, or particular health issues, then why are these very things that are being discussed missing in this person's life? And yet they say, "Oh, I knew that." It's somewhat disheartening to see a person who is smoking a cigarette and you talk about the dangers of smoking, and they say they know that, and yet and still they puff away. How do you reconcile knowing in the face of everything that reflects the absence of knowing? I would offer for your consideration that we have reached a dangerous point in our thinking. This danger is present for all of us. The danger may be that we have lost our ability to think. While many of us are educated and have a high degree of intelligence, we're not using our capacity of thinking. We're not bringing what we think we know to our experience of life in order to afford a change. I would offer that we don't know how to think. We know how to intellectualize. We know how to rationalize situations, but we don't know how to think things through so that that which we think we can actually realize rather than dismiss because we already know. Our knowing is killing us. Our knowing is killing us. As we were growing up, we learned various lessons in life. In our development, we learned about concepts such as hot, cold, fear, comfort, peace, anger, violence, and so much more. In that learning, we've adopted certain beliefs that we hold on to as being true. To take it a step further, we not only consider these beliefs to be true, we tend to hold on to these beliefs as the ultimate truth. We basically block out other options for consideration as we have adopted one view on a certain topic or issue as being the ultimate, as being it, and then we move on to the next topic or issue. This systematic approach to life constructs, it sets up our understanding for the world according to you. After all, what understanding of the world is more important than the view that you have constructed or the view that you operate from? That's the most important view there is. There are certain views on certain topics which are clear that any variation from this view is a problem. If it's not in line with your view, it's not right, it's not accurate. In many cases, you may even say that a differing view or a view differing from yours, that's just wrong. Our capacity to think may have been conditioned to actually be co-opted by what is actually our opinion. We've arrived at that conclusion from some generational influences, some biases, or maybe simply one bad experience. In short, many of our positions on many topics are missing a process of critical thinking. We know the bottom line, and so therefore, that's just the way it is. We know how it is, and that cuts off the opening for any sort of contribution. We would rather go with what we know than consider a process of critical thinking that could actually help us see and discover and create a new truth. That which we know is killing us. That which we know doesn't allow us to be free from that which we know. We know we will be in debt forever, so therefore, why bother? We know that cancer kills and I'm addicted, so therefore, why bother? I would offer that we know resignation better than we know opportunity or what's possible or alternative outcomes. What we know is not healthy. We have lost our ability to think. The context for this consideration is basically in the area of people and human nature. We operate from judgments, and then we wonder why we're not happy or why we are continually seeking peace. We seek peace because we don't house it for ourselves. We seek peace because it's not within us for us. We judge because we are so critical of ourselves. And we fear others because we fear ourselves. We do not open ourselves to knowing others or even inviting others into our own lives to know us. Our lack of using our ability to think has us compartmentalized. We're stuck. We're compartmentalized as well as others who we judge, and we compartmentalize them. And there are these series of boxes, little boxes all over the place, so that we have this orderly world that is filled with compartmentalized people that fit into boxes that satisfy judgments, that allow us to remain insulated, apart, and distant, not only from each other, but more importantly, from ourselves. Rarely do we take that journey inward to visit our true nature and provide some caretaking for that child within each and every one of us. We can name numerous people who may be considered bright and intelligent. We know some who can solve math problems in their head. We know others who can recite literature from memory without missing a beat. We know folks who are musically gifted who can perform without having to refer to one page of printed sheet music. Now, at the same time, the list is far shorter of those folks who we know who are at the other end of the spectrum. Who are these folks? These are folks who we know can think with you through problems, who won't judge you, who embrace you, who can heal you with their words, folks who can heal you with their presence. We know folks who we can trust with our innermost fears, our concerns, and we can trust them to deliver our comfort. In truth, in reality, we are folks who can reliably deliver that experience. We have that capacity. We all fall into that category. However, we have lost our ability to think to those ends. We all have that capacity. We fail to use our thinking to go to that place within us, in order to provide that peace to others. And we have lost the ability to think our way into that place of peace for ourselves. That space, that place within, that's the space where love arises. That's the space where the barriers between you and others disappear. That's the space where we can be healed. And that's the space where we heal others. Ultimately, that's the space of the pure presence of God. So, go to that place, go to that space, get to know God within you, and heal others, and heal yourself. God bless.